We explore the work and history of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thousands of people normally give input on a range of natural resource issues in the spring survey, and this year's questionnaire closes at 7 tonight. Are you involved with the Conservation Congress? Have you submitted a resolution, maybe taken its annual survey, served as a delegate? What do you think about the process and structure of giving input to the DNR? How do you feel? Do you feel heard by the state on conservation matters? 800-642-1234. Tony Blattler is chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Tony, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this is a busy time for you, I'd imagine, holding spring district meetings and county delegation meetings. You have the survey and you have the statewide convention next month. Can you just start out by giving us a tour of the Conservation Congress? Tell us about how the structure works, the purpose of all these meetings, how resolutions take shape.
Okay, I'll give you everything I can. the Conservation Congress was created in 1934. We're a very, very unique organization, certainly in the state, but across the country. Wisconsin is the only state that we're aware of that has this format where citizens have a direct say through the Congress as to how our natural resources are managed and taken care of. And as you referred to, part of that process is the resolution issue. So how it works is in a normal year, and obviously the last couple of years have been anything but normal with the COVID thing. In a normal year, on the second Monday of April, we would have what has always been referred to as the spring hearing. And it's a meeting for the public, one location in each county within the state, 72 counties, 72 locations. And at that meeting, normally there would have been an election of Congress delegates. Each county is allotted 5 delegates on the Conservation Congress. That election typically would involve typically terms of at least 2 people would expire and need to be renewed, I guess you could say, or others elected on an annual basis, the kind of a rotation of terms, 2-year terms, 3-year terms, et cetera. We've been lacking in that area since we started the COVID thing, but we have been learning. We've been trying to change the way we've done business for the last 88 years to accommodate the challenges of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a little bit of a challenge with the technology part of it, like many people. But we're finding a way to get it done.
Yeah, this survey, it is online now. I'd imagine you reach so many more people when you have it online.
Well, there's pluses and minuses to that. We do reach more people. The challenge is that when we had the in-person meetings, there was a lot more information sharing. So if someone participated or if someone was maybe not as well informed on a topic, there were, you know, you had the resolution authors that would attend so you could gain information from them. You had members of the Department of Natural Resources attend and give us expert information and background on some of the proposed resolution adjustments, et cetera. And we've lost that part of it.
Sounds like there was a more fluid information exchange going on when you could have those physical meetings.
Correct. And so while it's made it more convenient for numbers of people to participate online because of the 72-hour window and being able to do it from a device, you know, literally in their car or in their pocket, We've gotten more participation, but we have struggled with the lack of information sharing.
So this year's survey has 63 questions. Is that right?
There were 63 questions that were submitted between the Department of Natural Resources, the Natural Resources Board, and the Conservation Congress. And then along with that, there were resolutions that were submitted by citizens. And this year we hit an all-time high for us, 732, I believe was the number. 732 resolutions. Now many of them are what we refer to as, and this is just a term, shotgun resolutions, where a resolution was submitted in multiple counties simultaneously by different authors. So, you know, the challenge with that is that's a lot of information for citizens to try and absorb. The process of going online and giving input on all of those questions and resolutions, you know, the more there is, the longer it takes to read the background information to try and understand what is the resolution is trying to accomplish. And I know just the 63 questions, as an example, will take you, if you haven't read up on the information in advance, it'll take you an hour and a half to complete that part of the survey. If you read all the accompanying information. So, you know, tie that along with some counties will have, you know, 25 to 40 to 75 resolutions to deal with as well. We're putting quite a burden on individual citizens to provide that feedback.
Well, it does tell you that people really care about conservation issues if they are, you know, giving that themselves through this survey, that they're really taking that time. And I wonder, what do you see then at this point, you know, with the Conservation Congress and your relationship with the DNR and the Natural Resources Board, when all of this information is coming at them, how do you see that back and forth relationship?
Well, that's the beauty of our system, is that it's not a one and done type of system. We gather this input from citizens. We have a process where then it's internalized and assigned to study committees within the Conservation Congress. We have anywhere from 18 standing study committees to sometimes as many as 20, 26 or 28 with what we call a temporary ad hoc situation, et cetera, if there's a specific spin or hot button issue. But from those resolutions, we will study any that have received a positive input on a county level. We'll assign them through our processes to specific study committees. If there are issues about warm water fish species, of course, it would go to the Warm Water Committee as an example. If there are issues about ATV use, they're sent to motorized rec. So we have a process. During the course of the coming year, those citizen resolutions are studied, and the concepts that they've come forward with are evaluated. And then a recommendation is made to the Conservation Congress management level, which is called the District Leadership Council. And then a number of things can happen. Those resolutions can be forwarded to the management level, and they can decide that the idea has merit and should be suggested to all citizens of all 72 counties for their input. And if that happens, you know, there's additional levels where it's either taken to the department for their study, or it's forwarded to the NRB for their input and decisions. And also, you know, obviously any of it could at any time go to the legislature for their support.
I'm going to jump in and reintroduce you, Tony Blattler, chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, as we learn about their work of guiding natural resource policies in the state and how they conduct their surveys and move their resolutions. You can join in with questions, 800-642-1234. Jeff is joining us from Delafield. Jeff, hi. What's on your mind about the Conservation Congress? Hi.
Good morning. Thank you. What's on my mind is chronic wasting disease in the deer herd. This has been a hot topic for many years. I assume it's still on the table, but it's disappointing to me that we just don't see much action being taken. There's kind of a prevailing wisdom that deer farms have not wisdom, but opinion that Dear Friends have brought this to the state, and yet we seem to have no desire to regulate those deer farms. And it's really degrading the sport. My family, you know, it's avid deer hunters. We're considering giving up the sport just because we don't like what's happening with chronic wasting disease and the seemingly lack of desire to combat it. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you for that. Tony, CWD, where has the Conservation Congress looked at this issue in now and in recent years?
Well, the Conservation Congress is very aware of this issue, and we're very much involved at every level with it. The key thing here, you know, sometimes we get things mixed up. The real challenge here is this will take legislation to change anything that we're currently doing. This is not something that the Department of Natural Resources can just, you know, automatically decide that we're going to, as an example, ban the baiting of deer based on concerns with CWD. There are many aspects to this that have been studied and reviewed, and we've made recommendations. Obviously, the Conservation Congress is advisory. So when citizens give us their input, we take that information and that public opinion, and we try and make sense of it, and we try and make a positive directions or suggestions of positive directions as we see it to both the NRB and the department and the legislature. But ultimately, some of these things are a little larger than that, and definitely require the support of the Wisconsin legislature.
And it's interesting to me that, you know, you have topics like CWD, you know, you have survey data through years, through decades, where you could actually see trend lines. And I'm wondering, on issues like chronic wasting disease, as a for instance, does public opinion change much? Do the ideas out there, survey data, change much?
If there's one thing I can tell you about our process, is that we can confirm that Wisconsin citizens are very passionate about their natural resources. And so our public opinion process, our spring input process, we get every opinion you can imagine. And our citizens are very strong in their opinion.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Talking with Tony Blattler, chairs the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, seeks public input on a range of conservation and environmental issues, as we learn. How important is citizen input in the management of our state's natural resources? Is the Conservation Congress the best way to gather that information? Have you seen other structures at work in other states you want to bring up? Still time, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Tony Blattler here on the Ideas Network. Created in 1934, talking about the role of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, how it works on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Through elected delegates, they advise the Natural Resources Board, the NRB, and the DNR on how to responsibly manage our state's natural resources. It's the input, right? Their annual spring survey closes tonight at 7. Questions in this year's survey ask if certain methods of hunting wolves and bears should be banned, or if canoe and kayakers should be required to register their boats. Your thoughts on the survey, 800-642-1234. Tony Blattler chairs the Wisconsin Conservation Congress with us for about 9 more minutes. Sharon is with us from Minocqua. Sharon, hi, go ahead.
Hi, Tony. Great to meet you, so to speak, on the phone. Thank you very much for going on WPR this morning. I just wanted to make a comment and have a recommendation. I've submitted resolutions in the past, and I have a resolution in again this year to address the lead toxicity issue in non-target wildlife species. But really, I just want my comment is I've lived in other states, and this is such a wonderful opportunity for citizens to, you know, give comments, you know, present solutions to resolutions, but also to actually have input on some of the decision-making at the DNR. But I also have a recommendation, because it's great to see you on you know, public radio. I think a lot of people don't understand what the Wisconsin Conservation Congress does outside of the sports, like the hunting and fishing areas. A lot of people think of it as just that, whereas there's lots of other topics, you know, on the, you know, in the list of questions and resolutions related to CAFOs or PFAS, water quality, wetlands, those types of things. So I'm just wondering if there's any plans to do a little bit more outreach about the purpose, not like, and no offense, but not the day that the you know, that the meeting is happening, but throughout the year, to get more people engaged who really, you know, are interested in those other non-sporting kind of related topics.
Oh, Sharon, yes.
Your response off the air.
Sharon, thank you so much for calling in and for taking that time to explain your role and what you're doing, and also offer a recommendation. Tony, what would you say to Sharon?
I would say that if there's one thing you should know about the Conservation Congress, is we are learning and growing with every day, every week, every year. It's as you might expect, you know, we're a group of volunteers. We have what resources we have, but yeah, we try and be involved in anything that comes before the Department of Natural Resources, anything that comes before the NRB. It is our, you know, our purpose to be the voice for citizens. And so when citizens bring forth issues like PFAS levels, et cetera, we try and be there for them. We try and gather that information. We try and reach out to scientists and specialists, et cetera, and try and bring that information back for the NRB, if not the department. We have been getting as involved as we can with some of this stuff of recent years. PFAS levels, as an example, environmental concerns. It seems like every year we have resolutions that deal with gas and oil pipelines and the use of sometimes even electric vehicles and the rest of it. We welcome any citizen input. And we don't have any preconceived notions that it's not something that we want to deal with. We are limited to natural resources issues, and anything that comes before the purview of the NRB. But that's the beauty of having delegates from every county of the state, is we get everything from farmers to retired DNR folks to specific scientists to just ordinary citizens who have retired and live in some of the northern portions of our state, something of that order. But we try and involve every citizen at every level if we can.
Tony Blattler with us, chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Tony, Sharon also mentioned that she's brought forth resolutions in the past, and I'm wondering, do you have any advice for people who do bring forth resolutions to the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and how they can make their resolution stronger?
Well, we're always willing to assist someone if they want to write a resolution, and they're on our website, we have some, FAQs and stuff about how that can be accomplished, but you know how that is. It's not all telling. Please, if you're interested in submitting a resolution and you're a little bit nervous about the format and the rest of it, you can reach out to us. We actually, one of the sub ad hoc committees that we formed this year was a resolutions team, because that segment is growing so fast with such large numbers. We felt it was important to form an ad hoc committee to assist citizens in getting a resolution that's well-written and understandable and something that other citizens can provide input on. So we welcome the opportunity to assist a citizen with writing a resolution. You know, writing a resolution and some of the resolutions we get can be challenging. We get foul language, we get unfounded accusations. There's a lot of it that we have to kind of work through, but we are certainly willing to do it.
We only have less than a minute left, but I want to ask you about the banning of hunting wolves with dogs and ending wildlife killing contests. And this is being asked for the first time, I think, on the survey. How did these questions get included on the survey?
Well, for years, we've had a challenge with some resolutions not necessarily meeting all the criteria that we have. And so we've tried to work with it. Again, it goes back to that information sharing that we're missing right now. But what the Congress created a number of years ago was that if citizens are so passionate about a topic that they continue to submit a resolution year after year after year, that if it somehow doesn't make the grade and end up being sent forward on a statewide basis, in our code of procedure, we have an avenue where if a resolution passes in at least three consistent counties in two consecutive years, even if it doesn't receive a positive input from a study committee, it will be forwarded as a question. This was the very first year that we had that actually occur.
Tony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tony Blattler, chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. We have a link to the Wisconsin Conservation Congress on the DNR site. It's at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.